Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Felix Jose. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segheed. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff McKnight. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Mitchell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Finley hits a fly ball into left field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McKnight hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horn strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsilak bunts in front of the plate. Hassie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hassie for a passed ball. Orsilak moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Orsilak moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hassey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey moves to third. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Jose moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jose moves to third. Gallego moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose scores. Gallego scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Curt Schilling now pitching. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Hassey moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0-for-1 in the game. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Segui moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Segui moves to third. McKnight moves to second. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horn for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsilac bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Price now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKnight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Finley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tettleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jennings pinch runs for Jose Canseco. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jose is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jennings moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jennings moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallego is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McKnight fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jennings now playing right field. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Worthington is 0-for-3 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Segui is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. 2 outs. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McKnight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.